I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. And yes, I think I got another show in store for you that'll be just jam-packed with information. It'll be kind of the smorgasbord of concepts and ideas. So if you're new to ET Yoga, you might want to grab a pen and paper to make some notes on some topics that you might want to research after the program. And in our usual manner, before we get into all these self-empowering concepts, which will be centered largely around reality creation, I would like to have the guys in the booth play the Japa Yoga Mantra Meditation by Sri Swami Satchidananda.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari.
Hari Om, Hari
Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om, Hari Hari Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari 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 Om, Om Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Hari Om,
Hari Om,
Yes, a clip from Sri Swami Satchidananda from back in the 1970s, the Hari Om Japa Mantra Meditation. I'd like at this point in time to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And I might add that I certainly appreciate those followers of ET Yoga who have emailed me in recent times. Much appreciate comments about the program and topics that you're interested in. Kind of makes my day to hear about your successes from using techniques or concepts that you've learned about on the program. And certainly, I'm very open to doing programs that you have an interest in hearing the ET Yoga take on. I should also give a little plug for my new book, which was called ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality. And for those people new to ET Yoga, I tend to have the machine gun approach towards information. So there's going to be lots of it coming out your way. And if you want more time to digest some of the concepts, I highly recommend that you go to my website, etyoga.com, hit the radio archive button, and go right to the archive of this program, which is usually available the following day, towards evening. So then you can take your time to make notes or to study concepts that you didn't have the opportunity to do while listening to the program. And also, many of my listeners have told me that, they actually liked listening just to the Japa Yoga Hari Om Mantra meditation to start their day, and at the end of the program, we'll be doing the Bashar XYZ meditation as well, which is designed to expand consciousness. Now, with respect to the whole concept of ET yoga, a lot of people wondered about the connection between ET and how do the ETs teach yoga. Well, in our program, we talk about yoga and its true concept, which is the word yoga meaning union of you and your higher self. And although there are different branches of yoga, it's the hatha yoga, or the asanas, postures, and pranayams, breathing techniques, and cleansing exercises that have become most known in the Western Hemisphere. But that's one small branch of yoga. If you want to look under Integral Yoga by Sri Swami Satchidananda, he teaches six main branches of yoga. And the extraterrestrial connection comes from the fact that the ETs are teaching us about becoming more of our, who we are, and more of a connection with our higher selves, and thus the marriage between ET and yoga. And some of the material that we talk about on the program, the earliest recollection that I can make with respect to some of the major concepts of ET yoga comes from the Seth material from Jane Roberts. And I found this material slightly before I came into contact with Bashar. If you don't know about Bashar, he's at www.bashar.org. And Bashar is an extraterrestrial from the Shikani civilization, and he comes through Sri Lanka. Of course, there's no pressure from either of them to try and prove that that's the case, because it's not really the point. The point is the information. So you listen to the information, and you use what you can use, and it doesn't really matter where the information's coming from. And in the Seth material, I want to outline some of these major concepts that Jane Roberts came up with from Seth. And that was that physical reality arises from consciousness, not the other way around. That we create our own reality. That we are not at the mercy of a disjointed deity or subconscious. We are multidimensional beings more than our physical bodies. That time and space are dimensional illusions we jointly create and by which we tacitly agree to abide. At the core of our being, we reside in a realm in which time and space do not exist. We are, in essence, creative spiritual beings having an earthly experience. The fate of each of us is in our own hands. We have multiple, perhaps infinite life experiences. Problems not faced in this life will be faced in another. We cannot blame God, society, or our parents for misfortunes, since before this physical life we chose the circumstances into which we would be born and the challenges that could best bring about our development. We form physical matter as effortlessly and unself-consciously as we breathe. Telepathically, we are all aware of the mass ideas from which we form our overall conception of physical reality. You create your reality according to your beliefs and expectations, and realize that your physical experience and environment is the materialization of your beliefs. If you find you experience health, effective work, abundance, then take it for granted that your beliefs are beneficial. And this really leads us into the concept that I call reality creation. And by my own definition, I kind of break it into three kind of categories. Number one is the basic beliefs that we downloaded from our initial caregivers. And so until we're like 6 or 7 years old, we're basically downloading beliefs. And this ties right into Bashar's idea as well, that it's our beliefs, our emotions, and our definitions, and our intentions, our feelings that create our outer experience. And our outer experience is a perfect mirror reflection of that. And this is also the demarcation line between third dimension and fourth dimensional reality. So for those people who don't believe that their thoughts, emotions, and beliefs have any effect on their outer experience, well, their beliefs are equally valid. It's kind of like the people who thought that the world is flat. Well, if you believe it's flat, then it's flat for you. But note also that it may limit your experience of all that is. Or if for those who believe that the earth is round and those that believe something different, every belief is equally valid. But again, it may limit your experience of all that is. And with respect to the second phase of reality creation, I like to take a note from Bashar, and that is that outer circumstances don't come with built-in meanings. We give definition to outer circumstances, and the emotional spin that we place on those outer circumstances determines the experience we get from it. And this is the whole idea that I call positive spin. And over the course of time, I guess it's one of the techniques that, for whatever reason, I've been most successful with, because I've never yet done positive spin when it did not work. In other words, any situation has two sides. There's always a plus and a, maybe not a minus, a positive, a negative, like a coin having two sides. You can't have a coin unless it has the heads and the tails, and you can't have an experience unless it's got two sides. And the fact is that if you place an emotional positive spin on an outer circumstance, take the time to place a positive emotional energy on any situation that you view as a negative, and in time, you will see that you can have a positive experience from that situation. And I challenge listeners monthly to actually log down your experiences, write them down. Some happen very rapidly, and some take time. But you'll notice in time, if you log these events, you'll get the idea. And once you get the idea, then it will blow your mind because it works. And actually, Bashar actually talks about the physics of why it works. And that's because each belief gets you vibrating at a unique set of frequencies, and these frequencies then attract by sympathetic resonance those holograms vibrating in the same frequencies. And that is out of the background of universal matrix of infinite possible holograms. Those holograms and symbols that synchronistically vibrate at the same frequencies as the frequencies of your belief get pulled out from this matrix and received by you as the actual external physical experiences that you then sense as real, that you sense as objective reality. So each belief is a unique set of frequencies, which is a template that determines which holograms you attract into your experience. And what we believe and totally trust to be so sets up the alignment from which we receive that particular version of reality. And this trust or knowing is the mechanism by which creation takes place. Without believing, we would create no reality and be non-existent. At every given moment, we are always believing something. And all possible versions of your reality already exist. In fact, they are all here right now, under your nose, right here and right now. However, most of these versions are invisible to us, and they become visible only when we tune ourselves via our beliefs to be compatible and resonant with the frequencies of any one particular version. Furthermore, since time is only a local illusion that does not really exist, everything you ever hope to become or attain, you have already become and attained. If it's invisible to you, that's only because your beliefs do not yet have you vibrating in a manner that is synchronous of these versions. You contain it all possible versions, and all are here and now versions are in various states of visible or invisible for you, depending on your beliefs relative to any particular version. You see and objectively experience the versions that are synchronized with how you are vibrating, and it's your beliefs at any given moment that determine how you're vibrating. And I think one of the very important points here is this idea about everything already existing from the perspective of higher self, cosmic awareness, whatever labels you'd like to use to describe spirit. All things are happening simultaneously in the now. There is no future. And if you've been listening to ET Yoga and have watched the Greg Braden Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes on YouTube, you'll realize that it is that heart-brain resonance that they use to do the healing, and with the concept that it's already happened, because everything that will come into our future actually has already happened. The version's already there. And I want to amplify on some of that concept as we talk about what I call the third type of reality creation, which is not about a circumstance that's already happening that you can throw positive spin on, but the idea of actually creating a completely new situation by intentional creation. And for many of us who have been experimenting with that concept, it's quite tricky. And one of the things I'd like to share with our listening audience tonight is a big tip from Bashar concerning a method to speed up your results in this endeavor. And it begins with the concept that every change is a total change. And if you're asking if something is possible, it means you can. Because as Bashar says, you cannot conceive what you do not contain. And this is a very, very, very important concept. So if you're asking if it's possible, it means you can, as you cannot conceive what you do not contain. And to give you an idea of this whole idea that every change is a total change, but Char gives an example of something that you can visualize. And the idea is to visualize a cube having six sides, and all the sides are blue. And then you imagine one of the sides is changed to red. So there's two ways you can look at this. You can say that it's the same cube with a red side, or another way to look at it is to say it's a totally new cube. Now, if you spend a little time with this, I think you'll get the idea. And what you need to start to get into your mind is the idea of it being a totally new cube, being congruent with the idea that every change is a total change. And according to Bashar, the more that you can focus on the concept that you're a new being from moment to moment, which means a new change, it will speed up the process of manifestation. And I'd like to amplify on this by giving a couple of examples. We talked about the idea of knowing of the possibility. Well, let's say someone's trying to quit smoking. First off, knowing of the possibility is square one. And as Bashar would say, for some people, just knowing of the possibility is enough. I mean, you can just decide to quit, and that's it, you quit. But for other people, there's a process. They may need to even get some help or have a partner, or they might they go through a process of whatever they choose as their method to actually achieve their goal and go through the process and eventually be successful. The idea being here of knowing of the possibility. And I've made also the connection here with this concept, with the whole concept of self-realization. Because if many of our listeners realize, the planting of the seed is when you realize that there is higher level of consciousness and that you have the ability to attain it. Until you know of the possibility, it doesn't exist. And for some people, just knowing of the possibility and experiencing that is enough, as witnessed by the life of Sri Ramana Maharshi. And his book, The Path of Self-Knowledge, clearly illustrates that he had his initial experience by doing the Who Am I technique and experienced self-realization and stayed there. For most of us, we can have the experience, but we don't stay at that level. It was, I guess it's described as he was like ripe fruit, ready to drop from the tree of life. But again, the whole idea here is knowing of the concept of the possibility is one thing, and then clearly, just like any other desire for manifestation, the desire for enlightenment or self-realization via the same process that Bashar points out with respect to this focusing on the concept that you're a new being in every moment can hasten the process. And one of the ways that I try to get my head wrapped around this idea is kind of like thinking of a film strip. And if when you run a film projector, a film through a projector, when it appears on the wall or the screen, it appears as if there's motion. In actual fact, it's a series of still frames. And in point of fact, that's how the universe works as well. Everything just changes so rapidly that everything appears to have motion, but motion is ultimately an illusion. In fact, as Bashar would say, if you take a quarter and move it from one hand to the other, it's not the same quarter. because location is a property of an object. One of the secrets of interdimensional or intergalactic space travel. At any rate, this whole idea then being that as time, the illusion of time as we experience it is really a series of still frames. And so clearly each frame is different from frame to frame, even though we have the illusion of motion. And this helps me get my head around the concept that we are new from moment to moment. And I really thought I would wanted to share that with our listening audience. And also in conjunction with that information was proof that the human body is a projection of consciousness. And to my way of thinking, one of the key principles of quantum physics is that our thoughts determine reality, and that energy is either a particle or a wave, depending on the expectations of the observer. And the quantum world waits for us to make a decision so that it knows how to behave. And the human energy field is interacting and influencing the quantum field all around us at all times, and the energy of our beliefs and intentions are infused into our energy field because they are defined by the energy of our thoughts and emotions. And thus, the fusion of our thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and intentions, which we call the human energy field, is perpetually informing the quantum reality within us and around us at each moment of our existence. And they also have proven now that reality is flashing in and out of existence every time when our reality oscillates between form and pure energy. And this, to me, is an amazing, amazing concept. And so if your body's flashing in and out of existence, certainly gives rise to the fact that our consciousness is not in the body. And therefore, each time we oscillate into formlessness, we have complete and total control and responsibility over what we choose with our attention to manifest out of the field in the next moment, and our power and ability to do so relies entirely on what we believe and how we are feeling. And again, I try to use the concept that of the placebo effect. Why does the placebo effect work? Because we believe it. And is it true only in the medical field? No, it's true in every single area of your life. So what you believe is, and this has also been supported by Greg Braden's in quantum physics. And in a nutshell, I guess they talk about the universe as being holographic. And not only that, but it functions with the energy of consciousness, and the language of interpretation is belief. So we kind of live within a virtual reality, computer-like holographic universe where consciousness is the energy and belief is the language of interpretation. And as Bashar would say, there's only two objective facts. One, that the universe was created with infinite love, and second, that we have awareness or consciousness. And if our bodies are a projection of consciousness, then our consciousness would create a blueprint, which our atoms and molecules align with to create our bodies. And we need to internalize the understanding that reality is flashing in and out of form. And this is absolutely crucial in understanding our ability to heal, because half of the time we're formless. And our bodies are a holographic projection of our consciousness, and they are the sum total of our beliefs about ourselves. And if we can change our beliefs about ourselves, and thus if we can change the energy that defines our human energy field, then we can change the energetic blueprint which our body aligns with as it rematerializes back into form, and I think it's 10 to the 44th times per second. A very, 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 in my point of view, important concept. And another key concept to understand is that your body is always regenerating. Another key to this whole thing. And your body is not the real you. Your body is merely a projection of what you believe yourself to be. And if you could discover that you are pure consciousness and that who you really are is an infinite creative awareness that is manifesting reality and co-creating reality with other aspects of yourself, then you can start to take complete control over your body, your health, and your life. Chronic pain, disease, illness, or the old injuries that you have in your body are not actually in your body. They are in your mind. And more specifically, they are a function of your perception. Your atoms are always changing, and your molecules are too. But as new atoms come and as new molecules are formed, and as you flash in and out of existence, your energetic field is telling them where to go, what to do, and how to align with one another. Therefore, you are holding disease, illness, pain, injuries within your consciousness, and thus they are imprinted on your energetic field, and only then do they proceed to manifest in your physiology. And if this is the case, then not only is our health completely under our control, but the rate at which we age may also be under our control as well. And our ability to heal is directly related to our level of attention and level of belief. For example, we can heal ourselves of any affliction, illness, disease, or injury that is possible so long as we have absolute certainty, a knowing that we will be healed. And I should also note that this is because at the fundamental level of reality, anything is possible, and the restructuring of reality is dictated entirely by our beliefs and expectations. And I would strongly advise that people take a paper and pencil sometime and sort of make some abstract connections between several areas in your life and write down what you think your beliefs are and see if you actually come up with the same reflection that you're getting from your true life experience. Now, I'd like to jump now to another topic because I seem to be the only place on radio that's talking about the yell. And I just don't understand why that is. Bashar reveals that the yell are what the Asasani called the Shalanaya, which means those who come first, and to have open and peaceful public contact with us in person. And he also says they have already made visual contact with us in what is known as the Phoenix Lights UFO sightings. And that happened in March 13th of 1997. And he further states that the Shekani, which are now used to be the Esasani or the Sasani, but they've moved up a dimensional level in the last 20 years. And that the Shekani actually will be the third civilization to have public contact. He doesn't mention who the second is, but he does say that the EEL, who will be the first, will one of the first things they will be telling us is our extraterrestrial heritage. And I might point out that there's another couple of topics that I don't hear anybody talking about, and one comes from Buzdej, Romania, where I think one of the most amazing discoveries in the history of man took place. It's a holographic record of the Earth going back 50,000 years, which obviously includes extraterrestrial heritage. And, of course, this has been sort of kept under wraps or secret, not made so public, although people in restaurants in Brașov, Romania, talk about it fairly freely. And but there's at least three books out on the subject. Two of them I've read, Transylvania Sunrise and Transylvania Moonrise. And it's all about this amazing extraterrestrial find. And the other topic that nobody seems to talk about at all is the concept of monatomics. And to my way of thinking, this is one of the greatest rediscoveries in the history of mankind, and that was made by David Hudson. And if you haven't read David Hudson's lectures 1, 2, and 3 that are on the Internet, you want to talk about some fascinating reading. Well, there you have it. It seems to be a taboo topic that nobody cares to talk about, and it's even hard to find mention of it in spiritual circles. And why do I think it's such a monumental discovery? Well, first of all, our destiny, in my view, is in the stars, and the discovery of exotic matter, in my opinion, opens this door and will make interdimensional and intergalactic travel a real possibility. And thus, mankind on its own was near to having this kind of technology. And even logically, you can figure at the rate scientific information is doubling, like every year and a half, it'd only be a matter of time when the doubling cube solved the problem. But in the meantime, sure, probably the secret space program has a fleet of craft that were results of back engineering crashed UFOs and deals with not-so-friendly extraterrestrials. But in addition, monatomics really goes back to the core of the creation of humanity itself. The Anunnaki manipulated our DNA and basically programmed us to be slaves to work in the mines for gold. And unlike what many think today about the value of gold, it is when you melt gold down and get the white powder that you really have value. And David has also made multiple connections with monatomics and the Tree of Life, the Egyptian Book of the Dead, alchemy, Emmanuel Velikovsky, superconductivity, the Ark of the Covenant, the Adams Family, and more recently in the works of Lawrence Gardner. And this single discovery has huge and potentially revolutionary implications. Humanity now has within its reach a potential treatment to disease without drugs or surgery, an environment-friendly alternative to fossil fuels, a means to transform human consciousness, the possibility of low or zero gravity flight, space travel by manipulation of space-time, and access to other dimensions which scientists have now proved to be real, not to mention the implications for longevity. And according to Gardner, some remarkable tests were conducted by the Alpha Learning Institute at the World Trade Center in Lugano, and they're specialists in behavioral sciences and learning deficiencies such as dyslexia and ADHD. And over a number of weeks, they gave measured doses of monatomic supplements to 10 volunteers, males and females of varying ages. And the results were staggering. Their EEG brain scan showed a significant enhancement of alpha waves, leading to perfect hemispheric left and right brain synchronization. And I've seen the charts from the experiment, and it's like if the right brain was a 6 on a scale of 10 and the left is a 2, the 2 becomes a 6. And this facilitates heightened learning ability, memory, and creative skills, and a substantial lowering of the stress factor. And the report stated that the results were both immediate and cumulative, while being a significant aid in exam-type situations, whether mental or physical. And this whole topic, to me, of monatomics is one that should be on everybody's lips and everybody should be talking about. And I might also point out that there's kind of an old television series that, to my way of thinking, is one that everybody ought to be checking out. It's called Stargate SG-1. And if you don't know about it, you can actually buy, which I have about 100 programs on CDs, on the discs of the entire program. You talk about an eye-opener for concepts, and I mean, people that I know that are really into information, this is disclosure of a lot of things. And by the way, at the end of every episode, there is a note, and I quote, "We gratefully acknowledge the cooperation of the Department of Defense, Department of the Air Force, and U.S. Space Command." Oh, what? U.S. Space Command? Oh, I didn't know there was a U.S. Space Command. Well, yeah, I do know there's a U.S. Space Command, but in my opinion, Stargates are real, too, so there's one to check out. Check out Stargate SG-1, and I think you'll just love it. Another topic that I don't really hear many people talking about, and I think if you're new to ET Yoga and you're wondering about how beliefs work, well, go to the College of Christ Consciousness on your computer, and you'll find the Ultimate Truths of Reality. And just to skim through a few of these, tell me how many of them you think are related to beliefs. Okay. That prime creator God is all that is, therefore I am prime creator expressing itself as me. I'm not striving for perfection as I am already perfect. What I'm striving for is to remember my perfection. No one can create in my reality but me. Nothing can be in my reality unless I create it. Here's the big one. Everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. As a creator, I am 100% responsible for everything I create. Everything happens for a reason. And this is a real tough one to interpret. There are no accidents. Nothing happens by chance. I create 100% of the time. I have the power to choose whether I apply that 100% toward creating what I want to energize or what I don't want. I am the only me there is. I am not divided into parts. All events are neutral. There are no negative experiences, although I can choose to define any experience as negative. Therefore, if I'm experiencing negativity in my life, then I have chosen it. There's only one vibration, love. Fear is the illusion or the absence or the lack of love. I cannot be in fear unless I believe that whatever I fear has more power than I do. How I feel is a reaction to what I believe. All disease is caused by the denial of negativity within. There are no victims, there are only lessons. I am the only authority in my life. However, in an attempt to avoid taking responsibility for being that authority, I can choose to falsely believe that someone or something else has power over me. Every person, place, or thing of which I become aware of is a mirror and has the potential to be a gift. At any given moment, I am either giving love or asking for love. I am that which I create, and there are no limitations. If I have an experience that I define as a limitation, it's happening as a result of the way I think. The appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitations, and as an aspect of God, neither do I, unless I believe that I do, in which case I will create the appearance of limitation as a direct result of my belief. And in my opinion, those ultimate truths of reality, they came from a channeling by Gene Hatch of Mother Mary and of the connection that she had with the Essene population. And in my particular opinion, in the days of Yeshua, he taught spiritual concepts. He wasn't about trying to create the churches or create some intermediary between himself and his higher self. And I should further point out that these concepts, so many of them fit absolutely perfectly in with the teachings of Bashar and also Pleiadian teachings. In fact, a few years ago, I actually did a complete program on the beliefs of the Pleiadians, the beliefs of Bashar, and the beliefs from the ultimate truths of reality. And they, in my opinion, perfectly coincide. So here we're talking about information coming from extraterrestrial sources in the present, extraterrestrial sources from our future, namely Bashar, and also the teachings of the ultimate truths of reality, which came from like, 2,000 years ago. And these ultimate truths of reality were kept in the mystery schools for all that period of time, and were only came out a few years ago. And I should also note that when we're talking about the Yael, which, by the way, the Yael, being the first to make contact with, there's also a kind of a really neat thing I ran across recently. It's called the Sacred Circuits. And sacred circuits are a series of symbols that help to rewire your brain. And actually, it's a gift that came from the Syrians to the Yael who gave it to the Shekinah, and the Shekinah are passing it on to us. And if you're looking to do some research on an interesting topic, I suggest you check out Sacred Circuits. And also interesting to note about the Yael, according to Bashar, that they are a hybrid species, and we shared our DNA with them. And they look very similar to us, but their consciousness and frequency are a little bit different. Theirs is a little higher than ours on average. And this whole sharing of the DNA actually occurred through what's known as the hybridization program, which I kind of call the abduction program. But anyway, there's a few hybrid species, Esasani being one of them, that came as a result. And according to Bashar, one reason that they will visit us first is that they have an energy signature and physicality that is very similar to us, because they are our descendants. And in addition, our own human collective consciousness invited them to be our first visitors. And they will come from a future and parallel timeline. Now, if you want to wrap your head around something in your spare time, try and wrap your head around this concept, that they're coming from a future and parallel timeline. Well, I guess we got a lot to learn about parallel timelines. And Bashar is a guide to the Yael Society in the same way as he is with us. He assisted them in reclaiming their connection to their Earth human parents, and he is helping us remember who we truly are, and that we have children among the Yael. And if you're wondering a little bit about the physiology of the Yael, I have a few notes I took on that. They are approximately 1.68 meters tall, and weigh about 120 pounds or 54 and a half kilograms. They have head, eyes, ears, arms, legs, hands with four fingers and a thumb. They have three small toes with a big toe. They have hair, but very short. It does not grow out, similar to hairs on human fingers. They have no mustaches or beards. And they look rather bald. Their hair color ranges from a platinum blonde to the bright yellows. They do not have eyebrows. Their eyes are larger than human eyes, both horizontally and vertically. They are not almond-shaped near the nose, but rounder there. And they wear a shield over their eyes when awake, but when they remove their contact lens, for example, in low-light conditions or when interacting with people socially, their eyes are more iridescent than human eyes and seem to almost glow from within. Most Yaelians have blue eyes ranging from a very light blue to deep medium blue. So that's a kind of a brief description of the Yael. And I should note that if you believe that you have children that are a result of the hybridization program, in other words, that you feel like you were abducted and they've used your DNA in creating some hybrid species, I suggest you go to hybridcommunities.com. And there's a lot of people that are connecting with their children. An interesting topic. And I should point out that in... the whole concept of ET yoga, certainly an important aspect of ET yoga is keeping your health. And in that regard, I want to share, if you haven't heard, about the Great American Rat Experiment. And it goes like this, that one group of rats was fed a diet of raw fruits, vegetables, nuts, whole grains beginning at birth. This group grows into healthy, affectionate, disease-free adults. Group two is fed the equivalent of the standard American diet, meat, milk, candy, lots of fats, pastas, and breads, and this group grows into vicious, nervous, cruel, disease-ridden adults and suffer from cancer, heart disease, and a host of other illnesses. A third group is also fed the standard American diet, and this group suffers the same diseases and displays the same temper as the second group. But here's the amazing part. After the equivalent of 40 human years, the third group is switched to a diet of raw fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and nuts, and they turn into healthy, happy, disease-free specimens within 1 month. And if you want to see an amazing article concerning the effect of animal fats on the human body, go to YouTube, look up Dr. Michael Klapper, C-L-A-P-P-E-R, and it's called The Effect of Animal Fats on the Human Body, and it's the best I've seen that covering this topic. And with respect to health in general, I guess there's another, I guess some information that's come from actually Barbara Marciniak from the Pleiadians concerning this whole thing that's happening with autism in America. I mean, it used to be like 1 in 25,000, and last I heard it's like 1 in 15, and according to some study at Harvard, by 2025 they're saying it'll be 1 in 2. And in my personal opinion, the majority of this issue can be directly linked with vaccines. And if over, by the way, in Italy and the UK, people are winning court cases because it's proven in court the connection between the vaccines and the autism. Although in America, we seem to be at the bottom of the funnel of information here that it does seemingly this is being disputed here. Actually, they're trying to go the opposite way and trying these concepts about forced vaccines. But anyway, there's another connected situation related to the autism that I wasn't totally aware of. And the Pleiadians state that pregnant mothers need to be very, very careful about the technology they're around. Apparently, the electromagnetic effects of a lot of the technologies are overwhelming some of the fetuses and a very large contributing factor to the whole concept of autistic children. And I thought I would pass that on because it was certainly new to me. So they're basically saying, you know, stay away from the television, the cell phone as much as possible, and all the other electronic stuff you got going on when you're trying to provide a positive, healthy environment for the young babies. So I wanted to pass that on. And with respect to health in general, especially if you're new to UT Yoga, I want to mention about Bashar's basic foundation of health, which consists of pure water, not with fluoride in it, by the way. Oxygen, the best probably being pranayams, being out of nature a lot. Exercise, which we all know is important. Eliminating stress in your life. Detoxing. And lightening up the diet, which means basically getting yourself off the meats. Those are the six foundational points that Bashar uses towards developing a foundation for excellent health. And I might also note that in Patricia Corey's book, No More Secrets, No More Lies, she points out that when you have six strands of DNA connected, your body will immediately reject a meat. The body has no interest at that point in eating from dead animals. So I wanted to pass that on to our listening audience. And with respect to the whole concept of health, even related to autism, certainly, like I said, 20 years ago or so, maybe detoxing wasn't such a popular idea, but detoxing is important in this day and age with so much toxicities out there. Apparently, the toxic elements get lodged in our immune system in a way that immobilize it. And I know bentonite clay is, for those that don't have a lot of money, you can buy about 2 pounds of it for $10. And I've heard of mothers' groups that had autistic children, a group of eight, that they don't have the group anymore because all their kids were cured. They bathed in bentonite clay at between 98 and 103 degrees, and also drank the clay with water, mixed it in a cup of water, and drank it regularly. Bentonite clay is amazing for pulling toxic metals from the system, and in my view, it's the toxicities and certain elements in the vaccines that some children cannot cope with respect to the metallic aspect. And surprisingly, we haven't tried to make our environment safe for our children. It's, as far as I'm concerned, that topic is a disgrace. And I'd like to mention that with respect to health, certainly moving towards a vegan diet is, to my way of thinking, the way to go. GMO foods, as far as I'm concerned, are a big, big health risk, especially over a course of time. Do some research on that. Read up about GMO foods, because about 80 or 90% of the food in America right now is GMO'd, and nobody seems to know squat about it in general. And I mentioned last week about the negative aspects of television in particular. And as a healer, I can tell you that if somebody's watching 35 or 40 hours of TV a week, I just wish them good luck, because it's a big barrier to health. And I'd also like to mention at this time that at my website, etyoga.com, there's lots of what I think are amazing topics and products there. I appreciate your support, especially with my new book, ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality. It's $9.95, and you can use PayPal and download it right from the site. It's also available at Amazon Books and Sony Books and Barnes & Noble in Kindle form. And I appreciate your support. And I'd like at this time to wish everyone my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And we'll close the show now in our usual way by listening to the Bashar's XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation, which is designed to expand consciousness.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity, faster and faster and faster and faster and faster, until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back, all the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity, and it returns, but a little faster now, and faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you, out the front, all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now, out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity and back out the right side all the way to infinity and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side and back out the right side and side to side and side to side and front and back 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 it begins to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety- on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is, and as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse, you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.